Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Russia says it will not join other countries in punishing Iran for making nuclear weapons. The UK, France, and Germany say Iran has broken an agreement to stop making the weapons. Russia's United Nations ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, says Western nations are trying to start conflict with the sanctions.
Our Western colleagues who initiated the so-called snapback, the legitimacy of which we do not recognize, they keep saying that they are open for diplomatic solutions, although they forfeited a diplomatic solution already by initiating an illegal procedure.
Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg has been taken by the Israeli army from a group of boats carrying food and other supplies for people in Gaza. Israel's foreign ministry says the boats were safely stopped and passengers are safe and well. Australian Juliet Lamon is on one of the boats and shared this recording.
They're still pursuing us. It doesn't really feel like there's any way out of this, but we can probably just keep going a bit longer. We're 50 nautical miles from Gaza. We're going to try and get back into the pack and not be so vulnerable on our own. But yeah, that was a really, really, really close call.
It was really real.
It was real.
Soldiers and specialists have joined the search for a 4-year-old boy missing from a sheep property in South Australia. Police Superintendent Mark Cyrus says 48 Defence Force workers are now part of a group including a helicopter, search dogs, and an Indigenous tracker.
We actually got the services of a specialist person in tracking. He's got a very close connection with the country. And so he came up yesterday afternoon did a search of the area. He's back out in the field now and he's just having a drive around and just assisting in the search efforts.
August, known as Gus, was last seen Saturday afternoon. Up to 1,500 new homes, including 180 apartments for essential workers, to rent will be built in Chatswood in North Sydney, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says essential workers deserve an affordable home near their jobs and community.
And we need to make and pull every lever that we possibly can to both encourage people to live and work in communities like here in the North Shore and the Northern Beaches, but also entice people into important jobs in the New South Wales public service.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.